Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love. And I'll have to stay strong.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening. The Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jay Myers is our guest, our good friend, the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions Incorporated, ISITN.com. Is that right? Did I say that
That's
right?
That's correct, Jim.
ISITN for Tennessee. He's out of the great city of Memphis, the great state of Tennessee. Thanks again for being here, Jay, and folks, his books keep swinging and also hitting the curveballs. If you want to go read what a real small business owner said about his career, including a couple of disasters that happened to him that he recovered from, these are very inspirational books. You'll get a lot out of them. I encourage you to go to Amazon and find them. Keep Swinging and Hitting the Curveballs by Jay Myers, M-Y-E-R-S. Jay, 20th anniversary of Interactive Solutions. Again, congratulations. This year I'll celebrate the 27th year of my business, so I have an idea about what it takes to sustain a business. So what did you learn? We got folks out there right now that are younger in terms of their tenure. Maybe they're just thinking about starting a business right now. What advice do you have for them? What would be the first thing you would tell them to do?
Well, first of all, thanks again, Jim, for the your appreciation of the business and everything, and congratulations to your business as well for 27 years?
Almost.
So that's fantastic. So, and I know your business, like mine, there's a lot of companies that come and go in that period of time. So, God bless you. Great job. Jim, I guess the first thing that I would, advice out there for small business owners, this is very plain vanilla, but you've got to hire the right people. And I think in our case, hiring not just the right people, but I'm trying to think of the right words here, but just tough cookies, people mm-hmm. that can take the punch and come back. I've got an engineer that's worked with me for most of the 19 of the 20 years, Derek Plummer. And this guy, he and I are incredibly different. I mean, the contrast is, I'm the gregarious marketing
You're
guy.
The opposite of an engineer.
Absolutely.
He was born with a pocket protector in his diaper, right?
All that kind of stuff. I mean, the outstanding senior in the engineering school at Murray State, all these things, but incredibly different. But the common ground is the work ethic and the appreciation and respect for each other. And I got to tell you, you've got to have that hedge pin, that person or person sometimes that you can build the business on. I was quoting the book, there's one of the chapters I said mentioned about Derek, and I said that, he's one of these kind of guys that you never know, how the cream kind of rises to the top and the occasion and everything, and the least suspected person is going to come up and do things. And Derek, during this terrible crisis where we lost all the employees of the turnover, he's the guy that gave the motivational speech.
Hmm.
To get us back in order. And it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing about it is, and this is the highest compliment I can pay him, is that he's a guy, I quote in the book, I said, I could go to war with.
Yeah.
And I think that for your small business owners and listeners out there, you got to find people you can go to war with.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, it may sound a little dramatic here on a Tuesday morning, but small business, depending on the industry you're in, can be war sometimes.
It is. It sometimes is. Yeah.
And it's a survival. Many times it's a fight for survival.
Before you get to that level, though, before you get to the employee level, I'm talking about where it's just us. It's just me and you. And where when I started, it was me and my Macintosh. So at that level, when you think back on when you first started out. The day one, you said you showed up and went through the phone book to make calls. What would you have liked someone to have told you in those days that would have given you the best advice?
Well, the best advice is to never quit. Just keep doing it. And if you keep doing the right things, you're going to get traction. The other thing, too, Jim, is I'm a sales guy. And I think that one of the things that, for us to get off the ground just day one was my belief that I can outsell anybody out there doing what I do.
Mm-hmm.
100% confidence that I knew that at some point I was going to bring home the bacon. So I never, you know, so for the first 3 or 4 years of the business, I was the leading salesman until I kind of built the sales team and took a different role. But confidence that you can get the job
Nothing
done.
Happens until somebody makes a sale. It doesn't matter.
You got it.
It doesn't matter whose business it is.
If a trucker hauls it, a salesman sold it, you know, and so I think that I've always believed that. Jim, and you and I share some background. We're both old copier salesmen and everything, but you know, I think the skills even way back then, you know, to be able to know that you can close business is a key because nothing happens unless you sell something. And then, you know, I'll go back to, you know, beyond that and everything, that you know, have a vision of where you want to take the business. It took us 4 years to really get to where the business was kind of turned the corner. Mm-hmm. We were bumping around, you know, a few hundred thousand in sales, a million.
I have a friend who said his 5-year plan took 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, and it can. And, you know, I think that
But that took what you said. It took stick-to-itiveness. It took never quitting.
Right, and in my industry, so many people in technology give up quickly. We don't. Yeah. That's the difference. So many of them will give up because the amount of time we've been around is a lifetime. I don't have any supplier that calls on me that's been around as long as I've been around. That's a great
That's funny. Hey, Jay, I've got to wrap it up. Congratulations on 20 great years. Let's do 20 more together. What do you think?
That sounds great. I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you. Congratulations on your anniversary as well.
ISITN.com, folks. That's how you find his company, and you find his books on Amazon. Jay Myers, M-Y-E-R-S. We'll get Jay back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.